SBS Radio.
And what I'm normally do, I put the hot water inside and I just warm the cup a little bit, so make the coffee taste better. And then I load in the coffee.
That's the sound of a fresh cup of coffee being made in Sydney's Lower North Shore. Shop owner David Dong goes through this ritual countless times a day. Over the years, he's seen a few changes in the coffee drinking habits of his customers.
The last 6 to 9 months, a lot of customers bring their own cup and to save the environment. Basically, more important is to save the environment because the cups cost a lot of energy and the trees to make.
Mr. Dong's observation was also reflected in a report compiled by payment platform Square, which looked at millions of card transactions at cafes across the country this year. Colin Burney is the head of sales and business development at Square. He says, along with more people bringing their own cups, consumers are also increasingly embracing non-dairy alternatives, with the consumption of almond milk in particular jumping a massive 149% this year.
So people are very interested in helping the environment and being sustainable. So we saw an almost 300% increase in people using BYO cups at coffee shops and cafes around Australia. And we're also seeing a real switch to non-dairy milk alternatives. So almond milk, soy milk.
In 2016, 85% of consumers were using cash to buy their coffee. In 2019, that number's decreased to 33%. As for the price of a cup of coffee, that's remained fairly stable, with the national average price for a latte $3.96 compared to $4.18 in 2018. Flat whites and cappuccinos cost $3.99, down a couple of cents from 2018. Chai lattes are still the most expensive option at an average $4.60. But that's still cheaper than the price paid in 2018. Despite the overall drop in prices, the average cost of a cup of coffee in 2019 is around a dollar higher in some parts of the country. Mr. Burney again.
Interestingly, we saw in the Northern Territory that the most expensive coffee was there. I think you'd say that's a function of it being such a remote place and difficult to get supplies to. And New South Wales was actually the least expensive place. So obviously greater competition, you know, that's a really saturated market.
The most popular coffee style in Australia remains the latte and the flat white. These people interviewed in Sydney's Lower North Shore have different opinions about what they like best.
Maybe Piccolo? I like it strong.
I'm a coffee drinker. In the morning it's long black with a dash of milk. Sits better on the stomach. And a piccolo other than a long black.
Cappuccino. Full cream, no sugar.
Long blacks. Something that's not too acidic, bold flavour. A lot of coffees are acidic because a lot of people like fruity coffees.
Need a heavier long black.
The latte is Victoria, Tasmania and South Australia's coffee of choice. Flat whites lead the way in Western Australia, Northern Territory, Queensland and the ACT. Cappuccinos prevail in New South Wales. Australia's retail coffee market is worth about $8 billion a year. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.